are playing with fire as they seem to have short memory. And there is also Aliyu Trolley, who says Adama Barrow could be clueless president in the entire world. Those are your comments. And in no way do they represent the editorial line of DW Africa.
And we still have a lot coming up in the next 15 minutes. The world is mourning the tragic death of basketball legend Kobe Bryant.
Basketball industry has actually lost a talent, a treasure. It's really sad.
He was somebody whose image cut across, not just because he was an excellent sportsman, but because of his ethics.
Yes, indeed, world leaders, including former U.S. President Barack Obama, have been sending in their tributes to the family and also fans worldwide, also from the African continent, mourning the death of Kobe Bryant. This particular story also, you can visit our webpage, dw.com. We have been covering it extensively. There are some pictures telling the story of Kobe Bryant, his rise to fame, his winning streak in the world of NBA, and also other stories of leaders paying tribute to the fallen basketball star. That will come back later in our program. But before we head to Nigeria, President Muhammad Buhari has ordered airstrikes against bandits and kidnappers in the northern part of the country. In a statement, Buhari described recent attacks as a disaster of the nation.
Gunmen killed 11 people and kidnapped 4 women during door-to-door attacks in Niger Delta state over the weekend. But analysts have been weighing on whether the use of aircraft is the solution. Joining us now is a security expert from Nigeria, Dr. Kabiru Adamu. He starts by telling us what this latest order by President Buhari means.
Is an indication that the current strategy, which involves mainly using the police and in some instances the Nigerian army, as well as some other components of the Nigerian Air Force, has not been very effective, because as this clearly was seen over the weekend, these bandits attacked locations in Niger State, just like they've been doing in parts of Sokoto, Kebbi, Zamfara, spread across the entire range of northern Nigeria. This perhaps President Buhari showing clearly that he wants more, you know, emphasis, especially the use of, air assets to bomb the locations where these bandits are holding.
In your view, do you really think this is a solution to fighting bandits and jihadists in Nigeria?
The presidential directive for bombardment is one of the solutions. For it to be effective, it must be done in conjunction with other more far-reaching solutions. In this regard, I'm talking about the political economy of the region that is being afflicted by this banditry. Poverty is high, illiteracy is very high. The